Good morning. It's Friday morning with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Trump DOJ sees data from House Democrats and leaks probe. The Justice Department, under former President Donald Trump, seized data from the accounts of at least two members of the House Intelligence Committee in 2018 as part of an aggressive crackdown on leaks related to the Russian investigation and other national security matters. The records of at least 12 people connected to the intelligence panel were eventually shared, including Chairman Adam Schiff, who was then the top Democrat on the committee. You have always said the Russian thing was what would trip up the former president now.
Well, I have never had any doubt that there was just too much going on between Putin and Trump to say that it was innocent. He would be in a room with Putin and he wouldn't have anybody else there. We do know that he had spent some time in Moscow. There were rumors of hijinks of one kind or another. But the fact of the matter is that it is very suspicious that there is this incredible back and forth between Putin and Trump. And as Nancy Pelosi put it so well, with Trump, all roads lead to Putin. But what I can't understand is, with all of the resources the Biden administration has, why we can't get to the bottom of this. I don't know that there's anything criminal going on, maybe, but mostly the American people deserve to know that this country may or may not have been sold out to the archenemy, the Russians, by the Trump administration. Again, we don't know, but we should know.
Well, the president of the United States is on an international trip. The G7 is beginning today. He was meeting with Prime Minister Boris Johnson of Britain yesterday. And the issue with England and the rest of the world in terms of their impressions of America, the president had said, we're back. He even reflected that leaders had been telling him for how long. But there's some evidence that we've already improved our image. There's a poll, Alan, out from the Pew Research Center that finds the image around the world since President Joe Biden took office has improved sharply. They looked at 16 countries, and these countries overwhelmingly expressed confidence that Biden would do the right thing.
Well, I don't think it's any question. We know that Biden is going to be much more popular with most people than Trump, who was seen as a reactionary in so many ways in these countries. The problem, of course, is that Trump is going to run again. The Trumpists are already going into state legislatures trying to make changes in election law so that they can't lose, and taking the power away from the people who were the firewall the last time, and they're not going to be there the next time if these folks have their way. So, you know, Trump is a serious threat. And I think to discount him and the hijinks and the nonsense that the Republicans are pulling in some of these states changing the election laws is not to be discounted.
Bipartisan group of senators, Alan, now eyeing an infrastructure deal with $579 billion in new spending as part of a $1 trillion total package. The 10 senators have been huddling behind closed doors, encouraged by Biden to keep working on the effort after he walked away from a Republican-only proposal this week. The senators are cautioning that changes could still be made, but call their tentative agreement a, quote, realistic compromise framework that would be paid for without any tax increases. Perhaps the party of yes or still no?
No, I mean, I think there is a tension between the Trumpists and any moving forward, because we suspect that Donald Trump does not want to allow anything positive to happen in the Biden administration. We've already talked about how he intends to run again, and he says he's going to run again, so I suspect he will. They're trying to load the game, and Trump will not like this. And yet, how can you say to all of these states that are so in need of infrastructure repair that they can't have it because of some political intrigue on the part of a former president? And I'm sure these folks will bring this thing together, and it will be at some personal risk to them because the ex-president isn't going to like this one bit.
Well, it passed recently, and I didn't get a chance to ask you about it. And we talk about it so much, it's just another head shaker. But the evidence is so clear. Despite the pandemic, carbon dioxide level in the atmosphere hits record high. If we want to avoid catastrophic climate change, the highest priority must be to reduce CO2 pollution to zero at the earliest possible date. That's just one scientist. What more evidence do we need to reverse the course that we've been on?
Well, it's such an interesting question. I mean, we are putting our heads in the sand, ostrich-like. We've been doing this for a long time. David, how many times have you and I talked about this? The fact that it's gradual, so it's not, there's an asteroid heading towards the Earth and it will crash and we have to do something and set off an atomic reaction. No, this is gradual, inch by inch, as Pete's saying. And it is happening and unabated. And we know that. The statistic you've just given out tells us all we have to know. But if we think about our children and our grandchildren and their children, we better do something. And apparently, it ain't getting done. We know that. We know that from the icebergs, and we know it from the rising sea levels and the amount of heat in the water. It is the way that we are dealing, or not dealing, with the greatest crisis we have ever seen.
Finally, Alan, I meant to mention this before when we were talking about the overseas trip of the president. Of course, Jill Biden, the first lady, is on the trip wearing a jacket with a simple message on the back of it for the world to see. Love. Now, you'll remember Melania Trump wore a jacket during a visit to a migrant child detention center in 2018 where her message was, I really don't care.
Well, I think that you can have a jacket that says love on it and fine. But I think what's really at stake here, David, is there is a difference in the two men and their approach to politics and their approach to public office. And there certainly will be the same differences among their wives, although I think an awful lot of this stuff is programmed. I respect the fact that Jill Biden has love on the back of her jacket, but I wouldn't take too much out of all of this. This is very serious stuff.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok.